By the way, did you get a Coke? You got a Coke, David. How much? $2? Oh, you got water. Cheap bastards. I don't blame you. You're Jewish. You wouldn't pay $2 for a Coke. I guarantee you the Gentiles paid it. The Gentiles paid it. I never saw a Jew buy a Coke in this lobby. I never saw it. They spend the whole time watching the Gentiles drinking Cokes. And the Jews are talking to themselves, I'm going to give them $2 for a Coke. What kind of a schmuck do they take me for, $2? If a Jew had to have a Coke, every Jew said the same thing. No ice. You got that? No ice. I don't pay $2 for ice, Nazi bastard, son of a bitch. All right, put in one piece just to cool it off and take it out. This is not to say that Jews are cheap. You know, a lot of anti-Semites like you would like to think that Jews are cheap. It has nothing to do with being cheap. You're not morally obligated to pay any outrageous price somebody wants to charge for something just to prove you're not cheap. You understand this? It so happens exactly the opposite is true. The Jews are the biggest spenders in the world. They buy the best homes, the best clothes, the best cars. They buy the best of everything. And that's a fact. They just make sure they get it for less than anybody else. They spend their whole lives walking around. How much did you pay? Ha ha, I paid less. But it's a lie to say the Jews all buy wholesale. That's another myth, that Jews buy wholesale. There's a lot of Jews who never bought wholesale. You know why? They paid cost. And a lot of them never paid cost either. You know why? They got it below cost. I saw a Jew with a watch. I said, how much you pay? He said, below cost. I said, below cost? How does the guy make a profit? He says, oh, sells a lot of watches. That's the end of the joke, mister. I shouldn't be kidding you about sodas anyway. First of all, you shouldn't be drinking sodas at all. Did you know that? Sodas are bad for your health. There's a lot of things you should not drink or eat. Cheese. Hear about cheese? They found out cheese is killing people all over the country. You should never eat cheese. That's a fact. You know what else is bad? Sugar. Sugar, they found out, is the worst thing. Never have sugar. Sugar is salt. Salt is even worse than sugar. Salt will kill you in a second. Never have salt. You know what else? Red meat. Red meat is killing people. Killing people all over this country. That's a fact. Eggs. Eggs will kill you in a second. Cake. Cake is the worst thing you can eat is cake. I'm not making this up. Blintzes. Blintzes are killing people all over the country. That's not the end of it. There's a lot of bad. Everything is bad. Do you know anything that's good? There's nothing good in this country. It's not even a question of staying healthy. It's a question of picking out a sickness that you like. They found out everything is bad. Even a cup of coffee. He says, have a cup of coffee. Can't hurt you. Remember that? Now they found out that coffee has carcinogens in it. Did you read about it? It's conclusive now that coffee causes cancer. It does. Not only that, the caffeine keeps you awake all night. So not only are you dying, you watch yourself go. And most people have coffee with sugar. They found out sugar will give you diabetes. So you want to avoid diabetes, so you have it with saccharin. Saccharin causes cancer. So you think you'll drink milk. Milk will kill you because of cholesterol. Now you got three ways to go. You didn't even eat yet. So you know what everybody says? The best solution is drink water. Water, lots of water. Keep drinking water, water. You got to be some schmuck to drink water. You hear what they found out about the water in this country? I'm not making this up. They found out the water is so polluted that a half a glass of water is comparable to two coffees, three milks, and four tea. So either die from thirst or you pass away drinking something, no matter what the hell it is. Everything is bad. And if it's good, it's not going to be good again 2 weeks from now. Nothing is good in this country for 2 weeks in a row. As soon as they say it's good, somebody does research, aha, kill you too. Everything is bad, am I right? Mister, red meat is a perfect example. Didn't your mother tell you eat meat? Every mother told that to every child for 200 years. Eat meat, don't eat junk food. Eat something substantial, eat meat. Turns out your old mother was trying to kill you. Same thing is true with eggs. Eggs was once considered the best thing in America. People got up every morning and ate an egg. It was like a religion in this country. You got up in the morning. Well, you know why? An egg was supposed to be protein. Protein, the best source of protein is an egg. What do you think they found out? That because of cholesterol, the worst thing you can eat is an egg. Did you read about it? Eggs are literally killing people all over this country. Now when people see an egg, celebrate. They found out eggs are the most dangerous thing you can eat because of cholesterol. The greatest fear in America right now, I would say, is cholesterol. Second to kidnapping, it's the greatest fear. Every time you see two people talking, it's about cholesterol. Now, what's your cholesterol? My cholesterol, his cholesterol. So do you say hello? I'm 238. I used to be 245. I'm back to 241. I'm going up. I'm coming back. I'm going down. Now, let's be honest about it. You shouldn't make any comedy out of it. Cholesterol is a frightening thing. If you have a low number, of course, it's no problem. If you happen to be 138, you can eat anything. Potatoes, tomatoes, cream cheese, lactose, whatever you want if you're 138. But God forbid, you're 245. You have to be very selective. Very selective. A little chocolate, no vanilla. A little cake, no butter. A little fat, no cheese. A little cream, no potato. A little tomato. They spend their whole day walking around. I better not. Maybe I'll have just, I don't know. Maybe I should. And they all have a wife following them around. Don't touch this! I'm not touching. Don't even look! I'm not looking at this. This is if you're 245, you can still be selective. God forbid you're 275, you can eat nothing. You just stand there, wait to pass away. I'm not making any of this up. Everybody's concerned about their health more than ever before. Why do you think people are more involved in health food stores than ever before? You notice the huge proliferation of health food stores all over this country? Take a look into any health food store. Packed. They're all packed. And take a look at the people in the health food stores. You ever see what they look like? They all look to cough and to hell. They're the sickest looking people in the world to cough. They all have pimples and prescriptions in their shit. They weigh a pound and a half and they look like they're passing away right in front of you. Go into a Jewish delicatessen. Everybody looks like this. Hello. Hello, Ivy. You want to find a healthy person, look for a guy with a pastrami sandwich. Hello. Ever go into the Carnegie or the New York Deli? Go into a health food store. It's a cloth. It's a hell. They're all eating carrots and they can't see. They can't see. They're all eating carrots and alfalfa and bean sprouts and oats. It's a place for horses, not for people. Alfalfa is one of the most popular things. You got to be some schmuck to eat alfalfa. You ever taste alfalfa? You ever taste it? If it wasn't a health food, do you think anybody in the world would actually eat alfalfa? I never met a guy in the street. You know what I miss? Alfalfa. I'm dying for alfalfa. I got no way to my life. This is my worst day. What's the matter? There's no alfalfa in the world. You ever go to a banquet? The main dish, alfalfa. Only a schmuck eats alfalfa. It's the same schmuck as eating bean sprouts. You ever eat bean sprouts? Grows on your plate as you're eating it. Good. You start with one bean sprout. A minute later, it's all over the building. I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned about your health, but the way to solve the problem is not to sit like a schmuck in a health food store. The way to solve the problem is to study the contents of food. Find out the significance of everything you're eating and drinking. Find out what it represents. That's the only way to stay healthy. I was kidding you before about a bottle of soda, but I just did buy a bottle of soda. I never would have bought just any bottle of soda. I happened to study the contents, and I was amazed. This bottle of soda had just what I wanted. Just what I wanted. Sodium flocatate. Flacatine Precamol. Lupuline Crinotine. I said, thank God, that's just what I was looking for. I would never drink a soda with puka song unless it has flocatate kind. I'm not making fun of the people who know the difference. Some people really know the difference. Most people have no idea what the hell they're talking about. They want to feel intelligent. Oh, you're going to get me a soda? Make sure it has puka flanacol. Because yesterday I got a soda with fracatine, I got a Pokemon in my crackatane, and my whole pussy is right in my puka flanacol. I shouldn't make fun of these people. They might be misguided, but at least they're concerned about their health. What you should make fun of is the people who couldn't care less about their health. There's a whole class of people who buy food as a status symbol. I'm talking about the financial consultants. You ever see how they buy food as a status symbol? They don't care if they choke to death from it, as long as they got the right foods. I'm not talking about the middle class of America. The people in Queens, in Brooklyn, and Staten Island, they enjoy their food. They don't think the food is a status symbol. They enjoy what they're eating. Chopped liver, potato chips, tomatoes, latkes, whatever they eat, they enjoy their food. But as soon as you give a guy a job as a financial consultant, give him a walk on Wall Street or Park Avenue, and give the schmuck a briefcase, I'll bet you 10 seconds later, he loves brie. Would you like to have some brie? Oh, we always eat brie. We love brie. We love brie. Oh, it's my favorite thing, brie. Do you have brie? Oh, we always eat brie. If you eat brie, it smells, it stinks, it hangs all over the building. They don't know if you eat the top or the bottom. They're walking around nauseous the whole day. Oh, I love it, I love it. You're full of shit, you love it. And if you don't like it, they always tell you the same thing. You have to develop a taste. You know why you have to develop a taste? Because it stinks. Anybody ever tell you to develop a taste for a potato chip? Nobody told you that. You know why? It tastes good. When something stinks, you have to develop a taste. What right does anybody have to tell you to develop a taste for anything? What if it takes you a year and a half to develop a taste? Should you walk around nauseous for a year and a half? You have to develop a taste for your sister-in-law. She's in the family. You can't get rid of it. Just too complicated for you. Am I talking the truth? What's your honest opinion? You ever see the people who eat Cajun? That's another schmuck. The people who eat Cajun. It's like a set. It's a status symbol. It goes together. You eat brie, you go to the ballet, and you eat Cajun. Once you eat Cajun, you walk around nauseous, but it don't bother you because you got class. You go from ballet to ballet. Did you have the ballet? No, I eat Cajun. What do you do? I eat brie. I go from brie to the ballet, I eat Cajun, and then nauseous day and night. You ever eat Cajun? Let's be honest. What is Cajun? What is it? It's boiled fish. What is it? It's boiled fish. If it wasn't called Cajun, do you think anybody in the world would actually eat boiled fish? If I said to you, here's a piece of boiled fish, would you eat it? You would say, schmuck, it's boiled fish. Why would I eat it? Whoever ate a boiled bagel? Does anybody here eat a boiled bagel? Nobody. But if it was called Cajun, oh, it's a Cajun? Oh, it's a Cajun. It's a Cajun bagel because some fat putz came from New Orleans and it became a sensation. If it came from Borough Park, would you be eating it? You're full of shit, you'd be eating it. That's right, that's right. You could burn a guy's whole house down. Tell him it's a Cajun fire. I love it, I love it. I'll tell you the truth, my mother couldn't cook. She couldn't cook all her life. She made Cajun food. I never knew it. Why do you think people eat sushi? So sushi is the best example. Sushi is killing Jews all over this country. It's killing even Gentiles. Nobody could withstand sushi. Do you know that? It was condemned by the Food and Drug Administration, and I'm not making this up. It was condemned in the New York Times through a whole study they made. Channel 2 condemned it. It's the only thing I'm telling you in this show that I sincerely hope you take seriously. Find out from your nutritionist or your doctor if you should be eating sushi. Sushi is literally a killer, and nobody should have a moral right to sell it to you, those son of a bitches. If it wasn't called sushi, would anybody be that dumb that they would actually eat raw fish? Would you eat it? If I said to you, listen, I got a piece of fish for you. I forgot to cook it. Who would eat it? Would you eat a raw omelet? There's a raw omelet. Go ahead. Only a fish eats another fish, and a putz of a consultant gate does. Hey. It wasn't even created by the Japanese. That's a fact. They were too stupid to think of it. It was created by two Jews. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. Two Jews created it. They were sitting around. I don't know if you heard about it. And they were wondering, how could we open a restaurant without a kitchen? The truth of the matter is we live in such a status symbol chasing society that people eat anything and they don't care if they pass away from it just to impress themselves with what they can afford, what they got, what they bought. Why do you think people buy Perrier? What is Perrier? Let's be honest. It's seltzer with poison in it. That's all it is. But people are proud to pay $9 because it's called Perrier. They're ashamed to drink seltzer. Too Jewish. Who's going to drink seltzer? I don't drink seltzer. Too Jewish. When a guy take a girl out and offer her salsa, do you ever see a guy take a girl to a nightclub and tell her, darling, I love you, I can't live without you. You're my whole life. How about a glass of salsa? Too Jewish. But as soon as you say Perrier, you feel like Charles Boyer, Miguel Cazet, Perrier. The people who make salsa are stupid. Instead of calling it salsa, if they called it salsier, they would have made a fortune. See, Americans are dying to feel French. They feel French that makes them feel successful. Do you understand this? Why do you think people pay $300 for a French wine? Did you ever notice this, mister? Yeah, the best example is that when anybody goes to France, they feel like a success. People, the greatest ambition of every American is to go to France because they think French have, everybody there's got style, they got class, they got elegance. That myth about the French with style and class and elegance has permeated American thinking for 300 years because Americans are idiots. They think French people have style. What class and style have they got? They're the lowest bastards that ever lived, those son of a bitches. That's right. They hate every American they ever saw. The anti-Americanism of the French people is the most legendary truth of our time. Do you know one traveler went to France who wasn't insulted by the French? Those son of a bitches. Thank God. And the fact is that we wouldn't even be alive today if not for us. They lost 2 world wars. They wouldn't be alive today. We saved them both world wars. And what? How do they repay you? How? By charging you $9 for a quarter's worth of seltzer? Son of a bitches. And they never took a bath either. I don't know if you heard about it. They never took a bath. They never took a bath. Why do you think they invented perfume? Why? Because they stink. They stink. I know what I'm talking about. I was in Paris. I was there. I saw all those parasites. I want to tell you something. I can't. I'm always amazed at people who can't wait to sit in a French restaurant and pay $300 for an empty plate with a sauce on it. They gave you that much food at a Jewish restaurant, you would call a cop. In a Jewish restaurant, they give you a sandwich this high, $6. That much food in a French restaurant is $11,930. People eat anything, once you call it French, they'll even eat frog's legs. I want to ask you a question. You think you would eat frog's legs if you saw it in a Jewish restaurant? You think you would eat it? You'll say, yeah, I found a cockroach. Let's get the hell out of here. $300 for a French wine, what I said to you before is true. People will be willing to pay $300 for a French wine. You can get more than $6 for a California wine. Why is that? Because everybody's dying to feel like a Frenchman. Even though everybody knows that the best wines in the world today are California wines. All the wine connoisseurs in the world were invited by Time magazine, remember that? They had a convention of the wine connoisseurs of the world. 16 Nazis were tasting wines for a month and a half. They're walking up and down. And they all came to the unanimous conclusion, and this is a fact, that the best wines in the world today are California wines. But you still can't get more than $6 for it, because every schmuck wants to feel like a Frenchman. They can't wait to sit in a French restaurant and impress their girlfriend how French they are. Let me taste. Every putt from the guy said there becomes a wine taster. Let me taste. You ever see them tasting wines? They don't know the difference. They don't know what they're talking about. Let me taste. They don't know the difference between a mouthwash and a wine, and they're like, let me taste. They always say the same thing. Perfect. He says, that was the water. You want to try the wine? See, Americans have an inferiority not only towards the French, but towards anything European. It's no accident that when an American gets rich, they never buy an American product. You ever see a millionaire with an American product? Never. They're embarrassed by it. They pay lip service to American ingenuity, free enterprise. They have all the patriotic slogans, but basically they're frauds and hypocrites in their heart. When is the last time you saw a millionaire with an American product? Right away it has to be Italian shoes, French dish, English that. They're ashamed of anything American. I never heard anybody say, take a look at this shirt. Arkansas shirt. Even a rug has to be something like Spain, Portugal, Persia, something. Here, hear somebody say, take a look. Newark. A Newark rug, direct. The last rug from Newark, I got it personally. I'm the only one with a Newark rug. Take a look. Jews have a bigger problem. They're just embarrassed to be Jewish. That's why only Jews can't stand my accent. Do you know that? Only Jews say, yech to Jews. I never saw a Gentile offended by my accent. Why is that? I was in England. I performed for the Queen of England. Listen to this. A royal command performance. And the Queen of England loved me, couldn't control herself. Started to talk like me. She said, all right, he wasn't that good, he was pretty good. Jews are basically ashamed of themselves and embarrassed by themselves. And they don't even know it. They all pretend to be so proud of themselves. Isn't it? If you're proud of yourself, the first thing you would do is name your child a Jewish name. The essence of your future as a people, the perpetuation of the whole idea of being Jewish, is to have your children with Jewish names. Could you find one Jewish kid in America with a Jewish name today? There's no such thing. Jews used to be named Sam, Wolfgang, Saul, Lizzie. There's no such thing as a Jewish kid now with a Jewish name. No such thing. Italians are proud to be Italian. That's why to this day every Italian kid has an Italian name. Michelangelo. Dingolo, Bangalo, Tingo, Tango. Bada bing, bada bang, dang, ding, boom, bang. Saratum, bada boom, da 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 ding, bada bagam, bada ga ding, dang, dang. Spanish kids still have Spanish things, but they're proud to be Spanish. Julio, Jukatu, Hakata, Hirti, Hananya, Halaya, Hakyachet, Hafonfet, Hakokit, Hakaka. But every Jewish kid now is Tiffany Schwartz. Macadamia Rabinowitz. Ashley Lipschitz. They're trying to out-Gentile the Gentiles. I know a Jewish kid is Crucifix Finkelstein. The only people left with Jewish names anymore, the only people are black people. Whoopi Goldberg.